Welcome to the Pacifica National Board meeting. Today is July the 9th, 2016. I'm Lydia, the chair. Member of the agenda. Okay, so first order of business is to call the roll. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Yes. Allen, KPFT. Allen, KPFT.
Allen is present.
Allen, present. Argueta, KPFK. Burden, WBAI.
Present.
Burden, present. Bazan, KPFK.
Here.
Bazan, present. Jim Brown, WPFW. Steve Brown, WBAI. Kasnave, KPFT. Coleman, WBAI.
Present.
Coleman, present. Diaz, WPFW.
Present.
Diaz, present. Edwin Stukert, KPFA.
Brian's here.
Edwin Stukert, present. Fuentes, KPFA. Coburn, KPFA, is present. Lane Newark, KPIS affiliate. Mark, KPFT.
Robert Marcus, present.
Mark, present. Medina, KPFK, asked for an excused absence. Tony Norman, WPFW.
Present.
Norman, present. Rabin, WBQR affiliate. Ryder, KPFQ.
Here.
Ryder, present. Roberts, WBAI.
Present.
Roberts, present. Tucker, WPFW.
Present.
Tucker, present. Wilkinson, aspirant and excused absent. Is anyone here who whose name I did not call? Argueta,
Adriana.
Kasnade, KPFQ,
yes.
Present.
Yes.
Argueta, KPFQ. Jim Brown. Steve Brown.
And John Prophet's here too.
Yeah, Steve Brown, I thought I had heard you earlier. Fuentes, Lane Newark, Medina, Rabin. Okay. And Madam Chair, we have, and John Prophet is present. We have quorum.
Okay, thank you. And I need to designate a couple of timekeepers, one for the individual speakers and one for the item. Any volunteers, such as Brian and Adriana?
Yes.
Brian will do items if you call that volunteering.
Okay, thank you. Adriana, can you do the speakers?
Adriana.
Can you do the speakers?
Yes.
Oh, thank you both so much. Okay, so now, excuse absences, Madam Secretary.
Can someone move, or does someone have a motion?
I move to this is Serene. I move to excuse the absences of Margie Wilkinson and Brenda Medina. Those are the only two I saw. I'm not online.
Brian,
okay, is there, okay. Any objections? Okay. Hearing no objections, both are excused. So now let's move on to, I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved, George.
Okay, and a second.
Robert.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
Are there any objections to the draft agenda?
Tony.
Tony?
Tony?
Tony, go ahead.
For us to deal with the strategic planning work group.
Can you start over? You were fuzzy. You were breaking in and out.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, to add to the agenda the discussion of strategic planning work at work.
I think it's already on the agenda. Is it under special order of business? Janet, I'm driving. So
yes, it
oh,
is.
Oh, you have it there?
Yes.
Okay, okay. Well, then I'll pass.
Okay, thank you. Okay, any other... I'm sorry, Serene?
Thanks. I had sent a motion to acknowledge the life and the passing of Armand DeMille, a BAI producer. Is it...
Oh, yes.
To ask that we be able to do it after, I think I said before agenda approval, so I guess I'll now move to right after agenda approval.
Okay. Any objections? Hearing objections?
Is there a second?
Oh, is there a second? Someone should second since no one objected.
George, yes. I'll second it.
George,
second.
Okay.
Janice Lane, you were checking in.
Okay. Thank you, Janice.
I'm checking in.
Thank you, Robert Rabine. So is Robert Rabine. Oh, yes. Janet, okay.
Yes, I would like to move the item about regularly scheduled meetings. Now I can't find it. Up to... make it C, special order of business. Let me find it.
Okay, is there a second?
I second Janice Lane Ewart.
Okay, any objection?
Question, okay. Brian.
I'm sorry.
Brian?
What is the item currently numbered? Where is it?
Okay, I'm sorry. I want to withdraw it, even though it was seconded. I see that it is part of the coordinating committee. It's the coordinating committee motion, so that should go it is.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so is there hearing no other amendments to the agenda? And are there any
Alan objections? Here. Can you hear me?
Yes, Teresa.
I sent a motion out today. I had accidentally sent it to the secretary just personally, and it was something that came out of the archives committee in May. And I'm wondering if that can be added to the agenda.
That has been added to the agenda.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. So moving right along, is there any are there any objections to approving the agenda? Okay, there are no objections.
Just one
Pardon?
Question.
One okay, question. Who is that? Who is that? Okay, Benny. Okay, go ahead.
To be honest, I haven't had a chance to even look at the agenda. I just downloaded it. So do I understand that NES is going to be on the call?
I can't understand you.
Is it my understanding that NES will be on the call?
No, she cannot. She wasn't able to join us. She was asked, but cannot join us.
Okay.
Bob Lederer will join us instead. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
So we can bring up any kind of issue at that time?
Pardon?
So I'm assuming we can bring up any kind of elections issue at that time?
Well, yeah, as time allows and so forth, yes.
Okay.
Okay. So moving along, Executive Director report, John?
Yes, I'm right here. I'm not sure if everyone's had a chance to even receive the two documents I sent.
Point of order. Lydia, we have to do minutes.
I'm so sorry. Okay.
Thank you, Brian.
Drive and read. Okay. Yes, minutes approval. Let's see. Serene has sent out three sets of minutes, right? And then the secretary...
Those minutes didn't get out because of the glitch in the listserv.
What do you mean they didn't?
I sent my minutes to the June 25th meeting. The draft
minutes. This is Serene.
No, but I do think they did get out. Serene, do you know if they got out? Did people
I know that some people received it. It's fine. Janet said she didn't receive it, and so she didn't put it on the agenda. It can wait till next week or whatever. Or next time. That's fine.
Okay, because I received them, and I haven't been receiving anything from the list, so... but anyway, okay. I mean, I've been receiving... Let me clarify. I've been receiving...
Brian, yeah.
Members that emailed the PMC specifically. Yes, Brian.
I move approval of the minutes of June 25th.
Okay, thank
Second,
you.
Second, George.
Any objection? Okay.
Point of information, please.
Yes, Carolyn.
Yeah, Carolyn here. I'm trying to locate the minutes. Which I'm having trouble doing.
They're in the same email as the revised agenda, and they were sent yesterday with the initial draft agenda. They were attached.
And again today, weren't they?
Yes. Yeah.
They were with the agenda in the same...
Yes,
okay.
both times.
Are there any objections?
I'm looking for a line that I had a question about. I'm sorry, I opened the wrong file.
Just some of the newer members may not know, even after we approve the agenda, assuming that we receive a majority vote, they can be amended after the fact as well.
That has never really worked, and I think it's cool to propose that as a remedy for not having done them properly the first time, which I am not able to do. But I will abstain because I cannot locate the vote. Sorry.
You're welcome to email us the change, and we will entertain it at the next meeting. Thank you, Carolyn. Okay. Are there any other objections? And did we determine that we don't have to call the roll if there's just an abstention?
I believe that's correct.
Okay. So hearing no additional objections and just one abstention that I heard, then the minutes are approved. And now we can go on to Mr. Proffitt's report.
Thanks, Lydia. As all of you probably know, when I first accepted this job, one of the things I said up front was that my number one priority would be dealing with the financial affairs of Pacifica, trying to get them in order, et cetera. It's turning out to be a very challenging proposition, and my report, which I've actually sent the PNB and Janet Coburn also, two summaries that I asked Efren to draft for me that rather graphically illustrate some of the challenges facing Pacific over the next few months. And I wanted to just very briefly touch on a couple of them and give everyone a chance, because I know these were sent out just about 10 minutes ago, so many of you haven't had a chance to look at the actual reports, but each one is a spreadsheet that defines the central services issue at Pacifica National Office, and then a more detailed sheet that shows our month-to-month receipts, cash flow receipts, and obligations, the bills we have to pay. So let me talk very briefly about the first one, which is the central services issue. One of the things that is quite clear is that everything is like a house of cards, in the sense that one card falls over and knocks all the other cards down. And the fundraising at the various Pacifica stations has been problematic over the past months, years actually. And the result of this, of course, is that the individual units, the stations in Pacifica, have been basically starved for cash. Central services is the way we fund the various obligations that the national office has to pay for the entire network, and the central services payments from individual stations, with the exception of KPFA, I might add, have fallen, understandably, but have fallen way behind the actual billings. And the results of this makes it impossible for the national office to meet all of its obligations. I'll give you an example. The total outstanding central services fees as of today, in other words, fees that have been billed to the stations and not paid, is over $350,000. The actual figure is $364,812. The health care insurance, which is a bill back from for the national office, has an arrears to the stations of $62,000 and change, for a grand total of monies that have been appropriated from the individual Pacifica stations to the national office, the grand total of $427,422.20. That's an incredible debt burden that the figures reflect. But I think it's more applicable for us to look at the detail on the second sheet, which is the cash flow projections, which we've got a snapshot that includes the month of July, and then some projections into the fall through September of 2015. Now, we haven't projected any specific incomes except for SCA revenue August through September, but we have projected the obligations. We have the regular recurring disbursements, which are obligations of Pacifica. Let's look just at July briefly. We have total cash flow from central services and the SCA fees to the national office of $51,539.90. So let's just say $52,000 to round it off. The total obligations, the disbursements, which we should be making in the month of July, are $128,022.37. There is a big discrepancy between the amount of money we have on hand and the obligations from the recurring bills and invoices that the national office has to deal with. Ladies and gentlemen, this can't continue. I think it's quite obvious that for a long time that we've been incurring obligations beyond our revenue capacity to support them. I just bring this to your attention to let you see this is what we're facing. We've discussed in past PNB meetings the need to do our 2014 audit, and we have a bill of $65,000 to Armanino, which we can't pay. Now, we're in the process of negotiating a timed-out payment to allow Armanino to move forward with the 2014 audit, but so far they have not committed definitely to doing this with a reduced payment. And the 2014 audit obviously ties in with recouping the CPB grant money for Pacifica stations. So it's really I use House of Cards as maybe a domino game where you line up the dominoes and start knocking them over. Everything sort of interlocks into this this really crushing cash flow situation for the network. The central services, which pays so much, is a graphic way to illustrate it. But the central services arrears for stations is a direct result of fundraising falling short of the goals. So. I promise you all that we're working on this right now on the draft budgets for the stations, which will be out tomorrow. They'll have them at the general managers and the business managers of the five stations and the archive. And those draft budgets will reflect better, I believe, the reality of the situation. But it's going to imply some very, very hard decisions that we have to make. So that's really all I have at this point. I want everyone to have a chance to get the actual reports from the two forums from EFRIN, which give you a lot of detail on this, and perhaps we can have another discussion at a later PNB meeting or even a special meeting to talk about the financial situation. But, Madam Chairwoman, that's what I have for the time being.
Thank you. Does anybody have any questions?
Janet Kay?
Janet, go ahead.
Yes, so, John, I was wondering, as ED, what efforts you have made and what plans you have for doing national fundraising.
Well, if you
mean, if
by national fundraising, Janet, you mean on fundraising on the air with member stations, the problem with that is
No, I'm not. I'm just fundraising on a national level, going out beyond on air and.
I understand. Philanthropic fundraising is a good example of that, and yes, I've made a working with. With Leslie at KPFK, we've actually made an initial effort to reaching out to a potential major donor to try to acquire some additional funding above and beyond the on-air fund drives. And my desire would be to, and I've offered my own personal services to every station to do exactly the same thing. Our existing donor bases are the potentially the fertile field we should be looking at for philanthropic gifts. I mean, people are used to making their monthly sustaining pledge to a Pacifica station, but when we approach somebody that has the means and explain that a major gift can make a specific project or a specific outreach portion of Pacifica possible, it is a very, very possible thing to do. It takes a lot of effort and a lot of cultivation, but it's something that I'm certainly committed to.
Jose Luis Fuentes.
May I just have a follow-up on
that? Sure. Yeah, Jose Luis joining the call.
Oh, thanks. So I'm wondering, beyond the major donors already to the stations, I'm talking about new organizations or groups that have you done any outreach to them?
I'm hesitant to say this, but I will, since you asked the question. On the June 25th meeting, there was a very specific suggestion to raise revenue, which was sent back for further study, which Ursula and I will be doing on the group underwriting proposal for the affiliates. That would be a major source of funding for Pacifica were it to come to pass. So that's another thing that she and I are in the process of working on, answering the issues raised in the June 25th meeting, and we'll be getting back as soon as humanly possible with responses to those issues.
This is Lydia.
Yes.
So since you raised that issue, can we have net figures and not just gross figures when you get back to us on that project?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Not a problem.
Any other questions?
I had a comment. This is George.
Okay, George.
Let me say that I want to appreciate the fact that we actually have cash flow projections. As far as I know, it's the first time in about 7 years that I've seen this. So I haven't been on the board all that time, but... So thank you to the National Office for getting this out.
Thank you, George, and I'll pass on your thanks to Efren, who is an absolutely sterling person for doing this. He is incredibly detail-oriented, and I thank every day, give thanks every day for his presence here.
Yeah, Tony?
Yeah, and
Brian.
Benito.
Yeah.
Okay, Tony and then Brian.
And Benito.
And then
I just wanted to... first of all, thank Mr. Crawford for all the work he's doing. But also, were you over the next, I guess, thank you for presenting that to us, and this is very helpful information. As executive director, do you have some suggestions or proposals, or I guess you're talking to the general managers, over how they can deal with these central services payments? Do you have any ideas or suggestions on how you all want to... working out a plan on how to pay these central services, or what's your plan of action of dealing with the situation?
Well, the answer is not an easy one, but yes, we are discussing it, and we'll continue to discuss means of improving the effectiveness of on-air fundraising, because on-air fundraising is the backbone of Pacifica, and when that is not working to prediction, then we need to get back and retool and look at various approaches. And there are many, I think, very productive suggestions coming out of both the stations, the general managers, their program directors, and the archives. Both have chipped in with ideas as how to improve the effectiveness of the on-air fundraising. But it's I'm afraid to say it's a kind of a long-term solution in the sense that we have to undo over the past couple of years a lot of listener fatigue from fund drives being extended, made longer and longer, and less attractive to our listeners. So yes, that is the main thing we're doing at this point is to look at how to improve, fix, accelerate on-air fundraising to be more successful. And it's not just asking for membership pledges, but also other activities, special events that can help with the bottom line too. So there are a number of things in the offing, and I have to say it will take some time. So my big concern right now is getting through the next couple of months, because the summer is really, really tight. I really can't overstress that.
Okay, let me see. Who was next? It was Brian, I believe. I'm sorry, who else? Who tried
Alan to for the stack.
Okay.
Brian and Benito.
Yes, I got Benito. Okay, go ahead, Brian.
Alan for the stack.
Yes, I heard you, Teresa.
All right, thank you.
Brian?
John, with regard to the audit, is everything but the payment ready to go? Does every unit have its audit schedules prepared?
I believe so. Efren has told me that he's had extremely good cooperation from all of the different units, and I think, with the possible exception of WBAI, we're ready to go. But WBAI is always problematic in this regard, apparently, from a historical basis.
Okay. Benito, and then Teresa, and did I miss someone? Was there someone else on that stack?
Oh, Lydia, may I add something?
Yes, go ahead.
For Brian's question, Armenino has told us that based on their understanding from the National Office of the preparatory work, they're saying it'll take probably 3 weeks to do the 2014 audit, which is an amazing improvement over 2013. So,
yes,
you know, if that prediction comes to pass, it'll be very, very quick for us once we get it going.
Okay, Benito?
Mark for the stack, please.
And Janet K for the stack again, please.
And Madam Chair, we're at time on this item.
Okay, is there a motion to extend?
Move to extend time for 15 minutes, George.
Is there a second?
Jose Luis, second.
Okay. Any objections? How many minutes? 10, did you say?
15.
Okay, any objections? Okay, Benito?
And I would like to be added to the stack. Jose Luis haven't spoken.
Okay. Okay. No one else hardly has either.
John.
Benito, Teresa, Robert Mark, Janet K., Jose Luis.
Did you not hear Serene?
Oh, no, I didn't hear Serene. Did I hear Janice Lane Ewart? Maybe not. Okay.
No, I did not ask to be.
Okay.
Point of information, Jose Luis. Is there an agenda?
There is. It's been sent out twice. Revised this afternoon around 2:30.
Okay, we'll look for it.
Okay, Benito, for the.
Yeah. So John, you mentioned that the draft budget come out tomorrow.
Yeah.
And that it's going to tell some hard decisions for each station to make. Could you give us a summary of the type of decisions if that's possible, a summary?
Sure. It's very, very short and not very sweet. By far the largest expense in Pacifica is staff. And it is entirely possible that to balance the budget for 2016, there's going to have to be some staff reductions. I don't have any other specific figures beyond that, except that it's a fairly logical conclusion if you look at, you know, what percentage of a station's budget is salaries and benefits. That oftentimes is the only way to really balance a budget.
Okay. Thank you. And Teresa? Teresa Allen.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now we can.
Okay. Okay. I do regret having left Los Angeles without having a heart-to-heart meeting and an understanding about how we were going to pay the auditors. And I'm wondering if the Finance Committee needs to meet with the ED and say, this is how we're going to pay the auditors. I mean, that the ED can only come to us and beg or suggest, but to me, we're losing hundreds of thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars when we don't get this audit done.
Yes.
And if we had agreed and had somehow come up with the money, whether it be a loan from KPFA, I hate to keep going to that well, but whatever, we're all losing money because we are not committing to paying this, which I think should be the number one priority.
Marisa, if I may comment on that. We've looked at this. We know what's necessary, but it's a Hobson's choice. We literally, month to month, since I've been here, have had to scrape the barrel to be able to meet, number one, payroll, number two, the health insurance. And when that's meeting the payroll and health insurance does not leave, it leaves less than usually around $10,000 in the bank account. So the problem is that with those recurring expenses of the salaries and benefits, that it's been impossible to even figure out a way to aggregate a lump sum to pay Armanino. And that's why we're asking them to give us a payment schedule that we can stick to, but get them off dead center with the audit.
And may I ask those people who are not left on the stack, who are Robert Mark, Jose Luis, Serene, and Janet Kay, that you please mute. Thank you. Robert Mark.
Yeah, I'm just looking at your worksheet here. I'm wondering how, you know, it indicates July 2015 Central Services payments, how you calculate that before the end of the month if it's based on income revenue.
It's projected. No, the July portion is, but it's a fairly accurate projection because Efren has spoken with each business manager to get an idea of from the most recent fundraising campaign.
And so it's billed before it's a firm number?
I don't. Honestly, I can't answer that. I don't know.
I can explain that, John, if it's okay.
Sure, go ahead.
Brian. Robert, we changed the central services formula so that it's a fixed amount every month for every station based on what their prior year's listener support was. So it doesn't have to be calculated freshly each month.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And so next on the stack is Jose Luis, then Serene, and Janet Kay.
Yes, I guess I'm want to follow up on this audit and the WBAI comment and why WBAI is a problem. And is WBAI a problem because they use Quicken as their accounting software and the auditors and everyone else is using the more complicated...
QuickBook, Jose.
QuickBook?
Yeah.
Everybody else is using the more complicated system of Great Plains. That's one question. Is that the problem? And second is, can we find out from Efren if the auditors, if we can just move to a simpler system like QuickBooks for everyone that will allow everyone.
I'll interrupt you on that, Jose Luis. Absolutely not. Using home accounting software is one of the disasters that has beset Pacifica, in my opinion, and in the opinion of the auditors. They made it quite clear, if you read the management letter from the 2013 audit, that the use of different different standards needs to stop. In the QuickBooks at WBI is indeed a problem. And number two, that a professional system like Great Plains, be it complicated or not, at least is interactive and gives us in real time, an updated and accurate general ledger, which Pacifica doesn't have because it's scattered from the different stations.
Okay, thank you. And then next is Serene.
Okay, thanks. I was kind of struck by that comment, too, about WBAI. I know that we haven't had our own business manager, and our business manager...
That's a problem, too. That is absolutely part of the problem.
Yeah.
If I might just quickly tell you, Serene, the auditors talk about the difficulty in getting reconciliations and original invoices and records as to, you know, what's been done here and there, and that's one of the problems they cited, basically the fact that there's a... You know, a multiple entry process, which increases the likelihood of error.
So I hope that when we get around to discussing budgets and staffing and so forth, we'll be able to revisit that issue. But I thought I remembered that in the Finance Committee meeting, we agreed to ask KPFA to advance central services. I don't know if we formalized it into a motion. I don't remember. I'm sorry.
Well, they did for the pension payment already.
I think our motion was about specifically the auditors.
Yes, that
we,
was what
we
I
did.
Was
You're correct, Serena.
Okay. So I'm going to ask that folks amend the agenda so that we actually deal with that motion tonight, because I don't think it's come to the TNB yet. It was a couple of weeks ago, maybe. Or last week, I don't remember.
Yeah. Maybe Brian can forward that to us, because we did pass that on finance.
Yeah, because we do understand that each day that the audit, the FY14 audit is late, that it costs, you know, money that we can't afford to lose, assuming we're getting any. So I would ask that motion be brought forward and that we unanimously agree to deal with it at this meeting. That's one, maybe two. And the third is that at some point I'm going to be bringing a motion for a person to work as a development consultant, I don't care what title we use, but have that person work for both the national office, which needs to be able to raise funds beyond the central services, which are simply not enough at this point, as well as work individually with the stations, or I should say with the units, because they also need to do some work with the archives, and I hope we'll get some support for that. We cannot do everything on air, and we do need to have someone whose focus and expertise is raising money.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So next is Janet Kay.
Yes, so regarding the moving ahead on the 2014 audit, I'm wondering what the any delay, any further delay, the implications that will have in terms of the CCB accepting or, you know, the audit.
The amount of the grant is decreased by 1/365 each
sorry?
Day that you're late.
Can you repeat that? Your voice dropped off.
Oh, sorry. The CPB penalizes a station by 1/365 of their total grant each day that they're late.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Okay, so there's no one else on the stack, and I assume that we're at time or close to it. So let's move on to the agenda. Thank you very much, John. That was a good and comprehensive report. And thank you, members of the board, for being brief and succinct in your questions.
Thanks.
Okay, special order of business is next. Okay, we have the motion, which somebody will have to move, and I need to have... Tony, are you driving, or are you able to preside as chair, because the motion included my name. I don't know where it went. Tony?
Yeah, I can do it for that part. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay.
And Janet Kay, can I mention that this is found in Appendix
A? I can't understand you, Janet.
This is, we're looking at Appendix A also.
Yes, I can see that flipping.
Okay.
So you're going to make the motion on this, Lydia, or and how much time we have on
it? No, someone should make the motion on this. Margie sent it, but then she couldn't attend, Brian. And this is the wording that was approved by the plan administrator sent this morning. Go ahead.
I move the Pacifica National Board adopt the resolution whose language appears in Appendix A and reads as follows. The Pacifica National Board hereby accepts the resignations of Raul Salvador and Margie Wilkinson as trustees of the Pacifica Foundation Pension and Retirement Plan and appoints Executive Director John Moffitt and Chair Lynn Don to serve as successor trustees.
Janet Kay, I second that.
Is there, okay, there's a second. Okay. Is there any objection or discussion on this item?
Mm-mm.
Is there any objections? Okay, so adopted without objection.
This is making me nervous. We're moving along too smoothly here. Okay. Okay, thank you, Tony. So the next motion, the next item under special order of business is the motion for strategic planning working group. Tony, that was the motion you noticed, so
yes.
I want to read that. And
yeah, I sent out a motion. I hope everyone received it and related to wanting the strategic planning. I want to thank George for just taking the lead on this in terms of doing the strategic planning and the board focusing on it. But I think it would behoove us as a board to do it as a working group. And the reason why I say that, as a working group, we don't have these hassles of having a back-to-back, having these meetings that's got to get a quorum. And then we have to do our regular meeting. And also, the working group, you can have interested people to come up with ideas and discuss strategies and a proposal, and they can stay as long as they want to do it. And also to give the directors particularly time to also touch bases and get input from our LSB. You know, we just had an LSB meeting at our station yesterday, and one of the things they emphasized is that we need to get more feedback on things, especially major things like the future of the foundation and the strategic planning. So I think that the better accomplish that is to do work groups. And, of course, the executive director would be an essential part of that work group. And that would give us the flexibility to have meetings, to debate it, meet as long as we want, and then bring recommendations back to the board and let the board ratify it. So that's why I made a motion to have a strategic planning work.
Okay. Thank you. Is there a second?
I don't think he's read it.
Oh, sorry. It's Appendix B. Tony, you want to read it, or you want me to read it, or the secretary to read it? You have it, or are you driving? Okay, I'll read it. It reads, I would move that the PMB form a strategic planning working group composed of directors and the ED to review proposals and strategic plans for the foundation and submit them to the full board for approval. Okay. Any objection?
Janet K. seconds.
A point of interest.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Janet K. seconds. Yes. Who asked for the point?
Serene.
Serene?
Okay, so how does this affect the meeting that is scheduled for next Thursday?
Well, if it passes, I think it can stay on that same day. We don't have a PMB meeting other than that for business scheduled, so it could be PMB slash the working group.
Okay.
The strategic planning. The PMB Strategic Planning Working Group, just a longer title. That would be my recommendation unless someone objects. Okay.
Brian here?
Yes, Brian.
Second question.
I have an amendment to the motion.
Okay.
To add the following language, the Pacifica National Board cancels the Pacifica National Board meeting that has been noticed for July 16th and replaces it with a meeting of the Strategic Planning Working Group at the same time.
Okay, is there any objection to that wording? We're still 2.5 hours before we can properly notice.
Yes, I have a point.
Okay, Janet.
Can you just read the? Can you just read the last phrase,
Brian?
And replaces it with a meeting of the strategic planning working group at the same time.
I just say during that time.
Sure, I can do that.
Okay. Okay. Any objection?
Janet Kay, I second.
Okay. Any objection?
This is George.
George, I
have a comment about this.
About the amendment?
About the amendment, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
And my sense is it's premature for us to vote on plans. And the intention of the meeting coming up was, at least my intention was, to have another quasi-committee of the whole where we could share ideas and share suggestions for action. The last meeting, which functioned basically as a working group, had some suggestions for action. But I think it's premature because I think it's really critical that we have a consensus on this board. It doesn't have to be everybody, but we have to really be behind what it is we're going to be doing next. And I'm also we need to do this quickly. We need to take it seriously. We see the financial situation. We understand that doing what we've been doing is a downward slope, and there isn't. We need a way out of that. What I need for people to do is to show up at this meeting, whether we call it a PNB meeting or whether we call it a working group meeting. I need to hear from the people who are opposed to what's been presented so far, or have different ideas. It really needs to be broadly done. I'm concerned that this will be something which meets by itself on the side and really does not move the organization.
Okay. Did you want to amend anything in Brian's amendment or in the original motion to include that you just want to talk in the...
I just wanted to invite you all. Didn't show up at the last meeting to show up at this one. We really need to talk to each other about where we want to go and what we're willing to do. And I'd like to hear opposition to what's already been said, for instance. I really invite you to show up.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
John is here. May I make a comment also?
Yes.
Janet Kay.
Now, this is on Brian's amendment. His amendment is simply for noticing reasons. So should the main motion pass, that it be that the wording that the PMB meeting be canceled as such, and that the in its stead, at the same time as it was noticed, it would be the strategic planning working.
I hope it's
okay. So, John.
Dangerous.
Well, actually, my comments about the original motion, not the amendment, so I can wait on that.
Okay. Thank you.
Can I?
Okay.
Well, and George, I hear you. I think it would be good to request email or online responses before the meeting, because you sent out a report, and so it can be done that way, in addition to anybody who will come to the meeting.
Charles Pierce is good. Charles Pierce, you his article?
No, but what do you want about the amendment?
Point of privilege.
Please
ask Janet Coleman to mute her phone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I thought I had.
Okay, thank you. Yes.
I'm sorry, Lydia, what were you asking?
I said, what was your comment about the amendment, Brian's amendment? Do you have an objection to it?
No, I don't. I just was responding to. I support it, and
okay.
I support
Thank
the
you.
Amendment. Yeah.
Okay. Are there any objections,
Alan, for the
Brian?
Alan for the stack?
Okay, Teresa.
I'm sorry. I'm confused. We have a strategic planning meeting scheduled next Thursday. Correct.
That's correct. It is, but it is a meeting of the entire PMB. Which this could still be the entire PMB, but we are saying the amendment is to cancel it as a formal PMB meeting and to instead call it a strategic planning working group, and then it can have as its member, and maybe
it could be a clarification. Wait, Teresa.
Okay.
I guess there is some clarification as to whether the ED will be a voting member, as he is on the coordinating committee. It is just a working group. The working group can decide. Okay. So anyway, so Brian,
could I make my comment?
Well, let me clarify. So Brian's amendment is simply so that the same people that are interested and anybody else can join at the exact same time slot as it was originally noticed for next Thursday. It will simply be called the Strategic Planning Working Group. That is the amendment. Do you have an objection to the amendment, the main motion we haven't discussed yet?
Okay, well, I'm trying to determine, are you saying that the PNB is going to be voting on something?
We're going to vote on the amendment as to if the motion as amended passes, that we would cancel the PNB meeting but schedule in the same time slot the Strategic Planning Working Group meeting.
Okay, I agree with George, and I hope I'm understood what he said, that I don't think that the working group is ready to present anything that is final, and I think it needs more work, because I thought there were some comments that suggested that some people, including maybe me, didn't understand. So I would...
Okay, so that speaks more to the main motion, but there's nothing in the main motion that says final.
Okay,
so this is strictly the scheduling on the calendar noticing issue. So is there any objection to Brian's motion? Amendment, sorry. Okay, hearing no objections. Now, are there any additional comments? I think we've covered it. On the main motion as amended, which reads, I would move that the PNB form a strategic planning working group composed of directors and the ED to review proposals and strategic plans for the foundation and submit them to the full board for approval. That, by the way, is the goal of every committee and every working group, so it's not a new thing. As you know, sometimes we just do talk as a committee as a whole and don't necessarily get to that point. It doesn't preclude that for my mind anyway.
Janet Kay, I have a point of information.
Yes, Janet Kay.
So assuming this passes as amended, the notice that has been posted would need to be changed by...
whoever can change it.
Yes. And
Thank you.
Will be done in time tonight to change it to...
It has to be done before midnight Eastern.
Thank you. So who will do that?
Yes, Brian.
Do I need to make an amendment?
Okay, hold on, Janet. Brian?
Janet, you just post a new notice for the working group, and then if it takes longer to cancel the PNB, that's fine. But the working group has to get notice tonight, and the two can both be on the calendar till the PNB meeting that night comes down.
Exactly, but I'm asking, will that be done, or who will do that?
Adriana can do it. She posted the meeting.
Okay.
Who posted the meeting?
Adriana posted the meeting because she was on the call last week, I presume.
I see. Adriana, would you be able to post it as the Strategic Planning Working Group?
I'm sorry.
Maybe not. Okay. Point of information from Janice Lang Ewart.
Just quickly, if the motion passes, is there an action that'll take place tonight as to who's on the working group?
No, anyone, it's a working group, therefore the motion says any director may join.
Thank you.
So whoever shows up at any given time. And Janet Coburn, until the motion passes, your question really is out of order until we get there, okay? So, yes, Adriana?
Yes. The only problem that we don't have when we post things in the calendar, we don't have an opening for we have all the committees that we have. We don't have a strategic planning. The only way that I can post that is how we did it with the PMB. It's not an option to post it in a committee that doesn't exist or in a task force that doesn't exist. That's the problem.
Okay.
Janet Kay, I have a solution.
Okay, Janet Kay. Well, can we first wait? I want to pass a motion first. We have nothing to post right now.
Okay.
Okay. So, is there any objection to the motion as amended?
I have a question.
Who is that? Serene.
Okay. Do we expect that most of these meetings will be held in open session?
It'll be like any other working group. It can be in open and or closed, depending on what they're dealing with.
And
I assume most of them will be, most if not all, would be in open session, but that's up to the members. Okay.
There's a reason I'm asking. The last time there was something operating under the title strategic something or the other, they went into closed session and came up with some pretty awful stuff that I don't even know that the full PNB at the time was informed about. So I'm concerned about, not about the individuals who are currently involved, but the tendency, if you will. They used to be called the finance recovery plan working group,
mm-hmm.
Which may be the same title you want to use, Adriana, today when you're changing that posting. I would remind people to try to remain in open session as much as possible.
Serene, the difference is that had members that were not PMB members. This is open to, for any PMB member to attend at any time, and that was not an announced option at the time.
Janet Kay, point of information.
It wasn't just the composition. It was some of their product.
Okay. Janet Kay.
All right. So I'm trying to understand the difference between a working group and a task force and a committee. And, I mean, what are the...
Well, that's out of order right now. If you're confused, it is something that is right now the PMB can set up a TP, it can set up a meditation group, it can set up whatever it wants to call it. So this is called a working group, and it is defined by the motion. In this instance, it's not always that. Working group can be let's get together and do a mailing, and then that wouldn't have to be streamed if we're just putting stamps on envelopes. But that could be a working group. So it's defined by the charge it's given. In this case, this is the charge. Okay. Are there any objections to the motion as amended?
Is still room for comment?
Yes.
John here. First of all, I want to thank George Ryder for developing this idea. I think it's an excellent idea, and I support it. Two points. I think it's also a very good venue when you talk about strategic planning to look at the fundraising aspects, raising funds for Pacifica as being part of the strategic planning. I think that's understood, but I wanted to make it explicit that that's a very, very good thing to bring as many, many minds as possible to bear on it. Apropos of that, my other question, leave it to the PNB to decide if you like this idea or not, but I would like to consider making this working group open to selected staff, for instance, a general manager from a station or two that might have a very specific and very good idea to advance planning for Pacifica. So if there's some mechanism to make this working group open to, say, general managers, it would be very helpful.
Okay. Just so you know, John, this is a working group, okay, of the Pacifica National Board meeting governance. And if the strategic planning group, which includes you, wants to propose that and come back to the PMB to recommend that or invite somebody as a guest, that would be okay. But given that it's a governance meeting, the only voting members would be governance unless otherwise specified or amended at a different time. But judging from what George said, you're still in the talking and conversation phase of it. And so you can decide that as a group.
Got it. Thanks.
You're welcome. Okay, are there any objections to this motion as amended? Hearing no objections, the motion passes.
And may I...
Without objection.
Janet, yeah.
Okay, now we're going to get into the logistics of the posting, and Janet, you had a solution.
Okay, or a potential solution. So there is a listing for ad hoc working groups. And I'm, you know, as one of the options of the each time you post a notice of meeting, you have to choose among a whole list of already determined committees or whatever. And one of them is ad hoc working groups. So I'm going to recommend that we use that.
Thank you. And does that mean, Adriana, you can do that?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And then hereafter, if we can arrange for Otis to set something up with the exact title of the working group. Thank you very much.
And also the PNB meeting posted for that date would need to be canceled. So there's
Thank
two
you.
Things that would have to be done.
Okay. Well, the cancellation of that should probably be you.
I can do that, yes.
Thank you. And Adriana can post the other. Thank you very much. Everyone's cooperation is greatly appreciated here.